All right.
There we go.
Woo!
And so now you can hear us. Or the people who are listening to the recording can.
Yes.
People live got like 12 minutes of extra goofing off. It was great.
With our level up, do we fully heal?
Yes.
Okay.
Woo!
That's what I figured, but just had to clarify.
Do we also get all of our spell slots back? The
yes,
long
I'm
rest?
Yeah.
Is leveling up basically equivalent to a long rest?
Yeah.
Or usually you'd only level up once you get to a long rest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that works for me. Oh, dear. Sorry, the computer is right at my feet, and I'm tempted to like let my feet dangle, and so then my feet touch the computer, and I'm like, ah, no.
Yeah.
Well, you see, the cool thing, Rosie, is last semester, or maybe this semester, I was doing that, and my foot hit the power button. So the computer turned off.
Oh, dear.
And
this is the back of it, though, so I don't think that I can touch the power button. That'd be more of an Ethan problem.
Yeah.
That and with the chair, I stole my feet are on the floor.
Good.
Lucky. But the issue is, if my feet are on the floor, then I cannot actually, like, comfortably get to my computer.
You see, as
it's
somebody...
Like, my feet are dangling right now, and I can... My arms are not very in the right place for the computer.
As a fellow radio host, I'm going to suggest something to you guys. Have music to play while you're doing this, because dead air. Have something to play in the background. Yes, I do talk about this because it's been ingrained to me by the station manager.
I've been kind of wanting background music, but I have no idea how we'd do that in the first place, and also give Daniel another thing he has to manage, so I just didn't say anything.
Well, Daniel or Marcus,
but if that'd be,
both.
I guess Marcus could do
no,
it.
No, I would have to tell Marcus to do it, so both of us.
Yeah, that's so. Both. Also, Travis and I are more than capable of being annoying enough to cover all the dead air.
I'm just currently finalizing the changes to my character sheet, because I didn't... I did all of them preparation as I was told to before last session. I just need to make it actually like fully, hey, this is something in your actual character sheet now, and you can stop ignoring it.
So, okay.
That's, yeah.
Instead of talking to Marcus about getting background music, I'm sending a quick message
That's not the thing. The thing is, like, we'd have to have Marcus turn, like, select and then turn on the background music.
Yes, but have background music in the first place.
We have to find some.
I also didn't know how we'd do that in the first place, because that's not because it doesn't seem like this is set up to have both music and talking going simultaneously.
Have you heard of hitting the post? Hitting the post is. Do you listen to me when I have the show with Marcus and Ben?
I've never listened to your
nope.
show.
Wow. Okay. So I just.
In my defense, I don't generally listen to the radio show, and I just randomly appeared on it because Daniel was like, I need another player who knows what they're doing.
Yep.
So
yeah, same.
What I've been doing is I've been really hitting the post, which is talking when a song is playing. So, yes, there are several different ways for music to come in and. So there's a computer button, I guess, to have music from the computer play and on an AUX cord. So, aux cord, yes, I know that, Travis. Thank you, though.
I was unable to make a joke because the post that is physically in the room is on the other side of the table, next to Ethan.
Yeah, that's not hitting the post.
Oh, that's
a joke. We're not being literal, Emily.
I love getting a phone call from my dad randomly.
Well,
and
why don't you answer the call while we are... We'll just chat, because
yes.
I also need to ask Daniel
okay,
questions.
Okay, have fun.
Yeah, Emily, you are actively hindering me giving them their rewards.
Also, question for you. Where would I put, like, the random little things I get, like the earrings?
Don't you have an other objects thing in your backpack?
Well, I was asking whether you wanted me to put it in other possessions or somewhere else.
Probably there.
Okay, because I don't think there's one specifically for backpack.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to be wearing them, so, like...
Yeah. There isn't one for equipment, either.
So,
this would go under other possessions.
Yeah. Anyways.
Are you putting this in the treasure section?
Or,
well, not the treasure, the Google Doc. That thingy, Mobobber.
I will put it in the Google Doc.
Cool, because then we can just separate them into character sheets that way.
Yeah.
And... And the benefit is I don't have to try and write down at whatever speed you're going at because I am really slow typer and writer.
Typist.
Yeah. I'm not very speedy.
I had been doing the notes since you weren't here, and I can continue doing them if you'd like me to.
Yes.
Please do, because I can. I'm not.
Because I don't.
Don't
like,
put the dyslexic person in charge of notes. That sounds like a bad idea.
You're not wrong. You also were the one I think who offered.
I think I was taking notes in my journal here, not on here.
Oh, that also might be when we were doing the practice session specifically.
That was the practice session, and I was doing it during the practice session just because I was like, I can remember to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I can continue to do it from now on.
Cool. Because. Okay. Dyslexia is fun, and I should not be trusted to spell things, as Daniel can attest.
I'm not amazing at spelling, but if you add in spell check, I'm fantastic at it.
My spelling confuses even Google.
Mm.
It's great.
What about odd Google?
The thing is, spell check doesn't often know what I'm talking about. I can confuse spell check. And yeah.
That's why it's a, I was about to say disease, a disorder, and not a you just being bad at spelling.
Yeah.
Yep, because I cannot consistently put the sound of a letter to its associated letter. It's wonderful.
Can I make one request?
Oh yeah,
for
what does
party?
My name start with?
It starts with a T. But
okay,
good job.
You did it, Rosie.
Yeah. But I will often just randomly put N's or T's in my words if I cannot figure out what the sound is.
I mean, T's tend to pop up when they're not supposed to.
I forgot to level up Ripper.
According to the basic rules of Ginglish.
Well, there shouldn't be as... I also will drop letters at random because I had, I think, like only 3 N's in continuity, which I'm pretty sure has way more than 3 N's.
C-O-N-T-C-O-N-T. T-I...
All I know is
N-U
I dropped like almost all of them.
I-T-Y. Continuity. There's 2 N's in continuity.
Yeah,
I dropped most of the N's in that. All I remember from that is I had dropped a weird amount of letters from that word. And so when I showed my friend L, she was like, Rosie, what did you do?
I sometimes, I think this is technically from my autism, but I'll accidentally double the wrong letter when I'm typing.
I've done that with the word water before.
random letters.
It's as in a word will have 2 of the same letter in a row, and it'll double the wrong one.
I will randomly, if a word has 2 of a letter, and I know it has 2 of a letter, I will randomly pick a letter in that word to double. And I have no control over which one I pick.
Yeah, that's about it, except I don't think I've ever done a vowel. I think it's always been a consonant.
I do it at random, because I will just say, oh, I know there's 2. Well, this looks like a letter that's fine to have 2 of, and have 2 of it. And it's almost never the right one.
Understandable.
Wow.
Which is really funny.
Daniel has 37 hit points.
Ooh.
No, that's Ripper.
But it's clearly under your name, so it's you.
If it says hit points, Ripper, hit points 37.
Okay. Hold on.
Are you telling me you have more than 37? You don't have 37 hit points IRL?
No. Also, Ripper actually has...
Why won't it let me scroll? Oh my god.
47 hit points after his level up.
I cannot see anything for your character, and it's kind of funny. Because I'm in the thing, and it's like, no, you don't get to see things. How dare you?
I see.
So the table is not working again.
I'm aware of this.
Good to know. Did you just put everything into the... chasm chest? There was a chasm chest?
That was basically what we ended on before on the session before you came back.
Yes. Yep. So, returning Jarno Albrecht to Sildar Hallwinter and explaining what happened, he looks at him disappointedly.
What? Why was it disappointingly? I need context.
When we were requested by Sildar to find... why have I suddenly forgotten his name? Jarno, because he had disappeared after going after the Red Brand. We learned that he was the leader of the Red Band.
Red Brand.
I can speak, supposedly.
The thing. Leader of the thing.
The enemy in the red robes.
And, okay.
So, yes. Your reward for that is 200 gold.
Ooh.
For eliminating the red brand threat. Let's see. Wait a second.
Okay. One of my legs is falling asleep, and I very much dislike this. So I'm going to stand up.
Split five ways, each party member gets 40 gold.
Okay, let me write that down.
It is in the notes. There we go. I can still make the mic out of the way while doing this.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm just now standing because one of my legs was starting to fall asleep, and it was very uncomfortable.
I see. So let's go around the room and tell everyone what we got when we leveled up, starting with Rosie.
Okay, so I got I got 2 second level spell slots, which was nice. And I also got this spell, Misty Step. So that way, if I ever get trapped by peoples again, I can get out on my own. Which is useful. I'm trying to get over to the actual interesting part, which is that I have now 3 sorcery points. Woo. And for the 2 I picked Transmuted Spell, which is when I cast a spell that deals a type of damage from the following list, which is Acid, Cold, Fire, Lightning, Poison, or Thunder. I can spend 1 sorcery point to change the damage type to one of the other listed. And Twinned Spell. I can spend sorcery points equal to a spell's level, 1 for a cantrip, to target a second creature within range with the same spell, as long as the spell at the level it's being cast is incapable of targeting more than one creature. My plan for that is to use it with Witch Bolt, because that, once used, doesn't matter whether I hit or not. On the next turn, I still get... it will consider a hit automatically, and now I can do that to 2 people at the same time. Dun, dun, dun!
I mean, the damage output of low levels is actually still pretty high. It's just our frailty that is the issue.
Yes. Which is why Misty Step.
And the options, and or the variety in our options.
Yes.
Nice.
There was planning involved, I swear. Oh, is Marcus almost here?
All right.
But he's not, so you have to stay.
So, Ethan, what did you get on level up?
He's
here. He has entered.
Oh, hello, Marcus.
Oh, that means I'm being kicked out.
Aw.
Your current spot, not of the game.
Which means I need the same thing.
Means I need to sit in this chair. If you're not going to use your chair, can I use your chair for a footrest? Okay, well, I wasn't sure whether you were going to sit or not.
I am here now.
I'm not entirely sure either.
So if you're not going to sit, I wanted to steal your chair to use as a footrest, so my legs don't fall asleep.
You can do that, but I might take it back at any time.
That's a deal.
All right.
Okay.
Ethan, what did you get?
I got my Roguish Archetype, which is basically like my subclass. I chose Swashbuckler, so at level 3, what I have is I get to add my Charisma modifier to, my Initiative modifier. So now I have a +9 to Initiative, because I'm adding both my Dexterity and my Charisma. I got a feat called Steady Aim. Basically, if I don't move... If I don't move on a turn, I can give myself advantage to a hit. And also, I got an additional way to use my sneak attack, which is if I'm... I forget. I don't have it in front of me. But is it only with melee damage?
Sorry, what?
My new way to use my sneak attack.
Right, if you're within 5 feet of a creature and no other creatures are within 5 feet of that creature and you don't have disadvantage on the roll, you get sneak attack against that creature.
I thought if it was no other creatures were within 5 feet of me.
I might be
I remember that being said at some point as well. I think it was when we were in the car the other day.
Well, we are capable of looking it up, which is probably what's happening right now on both Daniel and Ethan's end.
I'm trying to look it up, but my
computer... Oh, yeah, no other creatures within 5 feet of you.
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay. Yeah,
hello, Marcus. Are you going to talk?
No, I'm going to sit here in silence the entire time.
Awesome.
Another ability you got was fancy footwork.
Emily would chastise you.
Oh, right. That's the one where if I hit an enemy, I can leave their melee range without invoking an opportunity attack.
You don't even need to hit. You just need to make the attack.
Oh, I thought I needed to hit.
Nope.
It's that fancy footwork. I guess that would technically also apply to wing work.
Yep, probably. Ripper has gotten a new ability. He has gotten the ability...
Our dog can do more stuff?
Yes, he's gotten the ability...
Your dog.
He's gotten the ability Improved Critical. That means he now rolls a critical hit on a roll of 19 or 20 on the d20. I'm not quite sure how to make that work in his actual character sheet, but I'm working on it.
Side note, we just discovered that there are ducks on the laptop, or
on the
computer
monitor.
That's the word I was looking for, computer monitor. I knew it was monitor.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
I'm more curious where they came from, because I didn't realize I put that many colors of ducks there, because I know there are ducks on the sign, and I know there are ducks by the walrus.
There's only two colors of ducks.
There's only two colors up there.
Oh.
Yeah, just one pink and three blue.
And you put a bunch of the pink and blue in here when we first came.
That is true. I forgot about that. Thank you for the reminder.
Anyways, Marcus, you weren't here a minute ago when I told everyone that they got...
I was listening, though.
Oh, you were listening. Great. So, yeah, you've gained 40 gold from turning in Yarno Albrecht.
Yep.
Yeah. What did you get this level up, Marcus?
I got my, I guess, this, I don't remember what it's called, subclass, I guess.
Yep.
And where basically I chose a cavalier, right, which basically I think just means that I can ride the dog now.
I mean, you could always have ridden the dog.
Hmm?
You could always have
I can do more stuff if I choose to.
Marcus, your mic is like way louder than the rest of ours.
Yeah, I generally talk louder than I should. So typically I have my audio like turned down lower, but I just hadn't done that yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're better at staying on your mount, and it's easier for you to get on and off your mount. You've also got your unwavering mark.
Yeah.
What does your unwavering mark do?
A thing.
It does do a thing. Thing that I'll have to double check when I look up.
Okay. So then, in that case, we'll go to Sinnott. Do you still need time to check, Marcus, or do you have it now?
Hmm?
Do you still need time to check, or do you have it now?
Give me a bit of time.
Okay, yeah. Sinnott's patron blessed him with a pact. He was able to choose the Pact of the Blade, which allows him to bond with a weapon and use his charisma modifier instead of his strength or dexterity modifier to attack with it.
I'm assuming you mean a pack boon?
A packed boon, yes.
Yes, because saying a pact makes it sound like you just made your pact with your patron.
No, we're not using the 2024 rules.
I was about to make the same joke.
If you want to learn more about that, go online and read about it, probably on Reddit.
No, read it, not Reddit.
Okay, thank you.
And maybe not on Reddit, because it's Reddit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go.
We do not condone Reddit.
Yeah, that's fair. Go and sit in a meadow.
Just so you know, Marcus very frequently browses Reddit. Shame him.
Okay.
Shame.
Shame.
I mean, it's the least bad of all of the social media sites.
What about Tumblr?
Tumblr is better than Reddit.
What about Blue Sky or Mastodon?
Tumblr's the least bad, but it's also Tumblr, and it feels like it'd be a kind of certain kind of person to be on there frequently. Not in a bad way. I mean this in the best way possible. Someone who used Tumblr and only stopped because I just kind of stopped using social media altogether.
I am on Tumblr for fandom stuff.
Me too.
Because. That's kind of what I meant. Because I'm not willing to do the pay to win for so many of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he was able to bond with the historically relevant longsword that you found in the ditch. Because no one else is going to use it.
Well, yeah, I know. Again, as a player, I think that's yes, that is a good idea. That's what we should do. Quill, I mean, he doesn't hate it, but he's not very enthusiastic about it. Because, you know...
Magical items are harder to destroy than, like, normal items, so it's probably fine.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yes. He also got the spell Lesser Restoration and access to second level spell slots.
Woot woot. Okay, mm-hmm. You should come over to the other side of the chair. Sorry, we're
repositioning is happening going on. Marcus, did you look up what Warding Bond did?
Yeah.
Warding Bond, Unwavering Mark, whatever the heck it's called. I'm going to assume that the silence means no. And that's fine.
Should I take my turn now?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Since we're level 3, I also got my subclass as... I mean, I don't think there's a class that gets it at past third level.
There's not.
Yeah. And if we're playing with the good rules, most classes, but not all, like half of them, get it at third level anyway.
Fighters, rogues, barbarians, monks, bards, artificers.
I think druids, too, don't
no,
get it.
No, druids get them at level 2.
Oh, right.
They're the weird ones. Because I think they're the only ones who get it at level 2.
No, wizards also get it at level 2.
Oh, they do? I thought it was level 1 with wizards.
No.
Oh, I thought wizards got it at level 3.
2.
Well, I've never played a wizard.
That's
I've
fine.
Also never played a wizard.
Also fine.
Anyway... I chose the so for bard you choose a college as they are, and I chose the College of Lore since my character is a
shocker
anthropologist. Whoa. and historian and all that, and so I get 3 new proficiencies and 3 skills, and I took Arcana, Perception, and Persuasion. And then I also get, just at normal bard level 3, I get 2 expertise, which basically means I get double proficiency for 2 skills I have already proficiency in, which I choose history and investigation, since one is character relevant and the other one is also kind of character relevant, but also just really useful gameplay-wise.
All right.
And then I think... I feel like I got something else, but I forgot to write down.
Second level spells.
Oh, yeah. I also got another thing that I wrote down in my character sheet, but I don't actually remember what it does because my memory is that of, well, it's not of a goldfish.
Sieve.
But, huh?
Your memory is that of a sieve.
Sure. Like civilization, you mean?
No, S-I-E-V-E.
Okay, I don't know.
Like, do you know what a sieve is?
He obviously doesn't. It's like what you put powders through to...
Oh, a sieve!
Yeah,
it's pronounced
sieve.
I thought I've always heard it as sieve, but that makes more sense now. My brain was thinking that might have been what you were trying to that or not the trying that you were saying, but you know, I've gone 20 almost nearly 21 years with it being sieve. So
yeah. For a long time,
where
I've always
from?
Thought it was sieve.
I only heard it in Minecraft videos.
Yeah.
What?
I've also mostly heard it in Minecraft videos, but I've pronounced it sieve.
The ones I'm thinking of are modded Minecraft from probably...
Like 112?
Yes.
A couple years ago?
No, more than a couple years ago. That was like 7 years ago.
Yeah. I said a couple and I was like, wait, no.
I constantly feel like 1.12 was only like 2 years ago.
2020 has hit us all hard.
Yeah.
Time has become irrelevant.
I'm mentally like 2 years younger than I'm supposed to be.
Same. Actually, all of us are, because that goes for everyone with ADHD. It's great.
Yeah.
Though I have no clue about Minecraft because I played it when I was little, but then I had to stop because it would cause headaches.
I got motion sickness from it or something.
Well, I don't get like nausea, but I think I get like the headaches instead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to play a lot with Emily, the one who was just here. And she had to stop for a while because it was giving her a headache and stuff.
I feel like I'm falling out of this chair. Sorry. That was a distracted moment of this chair is uncomfortable.
Okay. I found what the other thing is, other than spells, is I get cutting words also from my college, which basically means I can use one of my bardic inspiration die to decrease an enemy's roll before the DM has resolved it. So. Yep. That's cool. Then spell-wise is I basically replaced Thunder Wave with the stronger level 2 version Shatter. Second level spells. And then I removed, Tasha's Hitter's Laughter and, what's the other one? And then Thunder Wave, I just mentioned that, for Identify and Detect Magic, which will be both useful, even though I can't technically use identify yet. Since that needs parts.
Yeah, it needs a component.
The question is, how would we get the parts in question to use it?
Well, there's probably there is a trading station, I'm pretty sure, in the town of Phandalin, so we could probably request it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll probably get it back. You'll probably get it in like a few days.
Which we have some other stuff, side quests that we got from the area anyway,
yep.
So.
Mm-hmm. We have we'll the old owl well thing.
And the comb for the banshee.
Mm.
I'll be right back. Give me one moment.
Okay, you've had... Oh, I'm going to shut up. I like to be the annoying.
I will need to be let back in.
Okay.
And you can also leave the door open.
I tried that. It fell closed.
Ethan, are you in roll 20?
Yes, I believe I am.
I don't see... Yeah, did you click launch game? Because I don't see you.
Oh, sorry. I had to restart my computer because it was lagging.
Understandable. Daniel's also had computer troubles today.
Yes, fortunately I didn't lose anything important.
And what did you lose?
Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
do you know what that was?
Yes, you were there.
My computer has been acting kind of weird all day. It's over 5 years old, I think.
I mean, you could probably go to tech services and they might be able to help you with it.
I think it's just like an ingrained thing.
Oh, it is a MacBook.
Yeah.
Apple likes to make their older products work worse. I know how words work.
Yeah.
Do you know how words work?
Yes, I do.
What?
No way.
As
we play this word-based game. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
You need to scoot for a second.
Fine.
Because I went and I grabbed a chair that my butt is not going to fall off of.
What are you saying our chairs aren't
understandable?
Good?
Yes.
They are not good.
Yeah. Unless you are a twig.
I agree. The chair that I'm guessing Owen got are not great.
Listen.
Really could have gotten some better chairs.
This is off topic. Is Twink the positive version of Twig?
No.
No.
Okay.
They're unrelated.
Yeah.
They seem vaguely similar.
No.
In the thing, in this vague terminology of someone who was tall and thin.
That's not a twink.
Twinks are usually gay. So.
That's what I thought as well, but no.
Boyish. Not like younger or slightly effeminate in appearance.
But not full on femboy.
Correct.
This is quite the topic we've gotten on.
So,
my parents are going to be listening to this eventually.
So, I will now direct you to the map that you should be able to see and are looking at.
Parents, whenever you're listening to this, whether it's now or on the recording, hello. Please don't ask me what any of those words mean. I'd really rather not have this conversation.
Well, then why do you bring wouldn't? It up?
Not with his parents, at least.
Getting us back on track. you should be able to see some new things.
There's a track.
Yes. Well, there's a trail. It's called the Tribor Trail. You should be able to see its name now on this map.
I can see it.
Yep.
Great.
I can't, but because I'm in the wrong place.
All right. So then, from interrogating the goblin, the bugbear specifically, that you...
beat up.
Yeah. Last session. You learned the location of two places. Number one, Cragmaw Castle. And number two, Wave Echo Cave, where Gundren is being held.
And where the spider is.
Yes.
Something tells me his name's going to be Brian or something, but I don't know.
I was thinking more of a drow type of situation.
It's a joke.
He's a drow. It's referencing the Adventure Zone podcast that both Daniel and Ethan get. And that's why I'll continue referencing it because it's funny to me.
Yes, please continue alienating more of our audience.
Hey, if my mom's listening, she'll get it.
Well.
No, we're just making more of our audience be willing to listen to the Adventure Zone.
Listen to
my
the Adventure Zone.
My dad probably will my favorite get it story if he ever. Listens to this later.
At the very least, listen to season one. The rest of it is also really good. It's just, it's because it's become more produced, I guess, in a way, it's definitely has a slightly different vibe from season two, series two. I don't know how you want to word it.
Yes.
Rosie, you should listen to that.
Campaign two.
Hoodie. Thank you.
Anyways, so yes. You've been made aware of several locations where side quests exist. You may go to as many or as few of them as you like.
All of them. Completionists.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Is there like time in this game? Are we like going to care about timing of events?
You can travel 24 miles per day over a period of 10 hours.
What I mean, like, is, are the main, if we go and do side quests, does this mean that we're going to be time crunching main events?
No.
Okay, that's what I cared about.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that, but yeah, that is kind of important. But since it's not happening, then yes, we do all of it. Who knows? Maybe it'll be better for us outside of just more items.
Yeah, so, the closest place, so there's two, kind of main quest areas on here, which are Cragmaw Castle and Wave Echo Cave. There's also the what's the place?
Old Owl Well.
Old Owl Well, which is about. Let me get out the measure tool.
Yeah, that would probably be good.
2 days. Yeah,
I'd say probably three because we can't go directly there. We have to go up.
You can't go like through the hills easily.
Yeah. Also, Agatha's Lair, whatever that means.
That's the Banshee.
Yeah. Okay. So that would be the next stop anyway. So.
Yep.
Well, I guess we could actually probably better to go to Agatha's Lair first because of it being on the trail, and then go to Old Owl Well.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Those are the only two side quests we have? Because I know that we had the other one that was from the old man who gave us the jumping boots, but that was to get rid of the red brand, which we've already done.
Then you should probably go see him.
That was what I was going to recommend we do first once we were actually getting to that and we're done with the whole deciding map stuff.
Yeah, that's the only real side quest you have. Those are the only real side quests. There was also there's also the emerald necklace in Thunder Tree in an herb and alchemy shop.
The Old Owl Well is for the jumping boots.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. I thought there was... Oh, right, because he also wanted us to do it, but he was just asking us, because he's like, hey, could you just do us a favor and get rid of the bandits that are harassing everyone?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Anyway, I say we go get the comb, and then go to Old Owl Well after we get. Yeah, actually, we can't get jumping boots. So yeah, let's go. Let's that. This is Quail's recommendation to the party.
Mm. We could also check the Townmaster Hall notice board.
Right, I did write that down.
Would you like to?
Yeah, yes. We should at least check the notice board before we leave.
All right.
See if there's anything else we can get on the way.
Well, luckily for you, there is a message on the notice board. Let's see. You see that Townmaster Harbin, Harbin Wester has posted a job on the message board. He's looking for someone to head east on the Tribor Trail, where marauders have attacked several caravans near Wyvern Tor. The most recent victims reported that at least one strange goblin accompanied the marauders, who consist of at least an ogre and some bugbears. He's offering a 100 GP contract to any group that can drive the marauders and any goblin companions away. Will you accept this quest?
Yes.
Sure. It's on the way, and we're probably going to have to deal with them anyway to get to our goals.
Great. Marauders near where?
Wyvern Tor.
Wyvern Tor?
I will reveal it on the map.
Thank you. Oh, there. Okay. Yeah,
so because thing would have given directions.
Near the old owl well, which we were going to go to anyway.
The old owl way is more, it's more like the old, if we go to Agatha's lair first, it's on the way after old owl well.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So yeah.
Anyway, let's go on the trail and make sure we don't try and get dysentery.
Okay.
That was an Oregon Trail reference.
Yeah.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Daniel.
Okay. you make it to about... here.
There.
Yeah.
Do you still have the duck in here?
Which duck?
The duck picture. So that way we can put a little marker there to use it to represent where the party is? On the map.
Yeah, I do.
We're the duck party.
Yeah,
the duck party is the Dragonlance people. You all are just borrowing their duck. Don't worry, we'll figure out when I bring out the green ducks during whatever final battle we do or something, okay, we'll use that to represent us. Is that where we are, or are we one over?
You're more like there.
Okay, yeah. That works.
Fancy.
Yeah. Ducky.
Yeah, close enough.
Yep.
Okay, give me a second. You do some rolling.
Yep.
You see, one of the D's in ADHD and D actually stand for duck and not disorder.
I thought it was attention deficit hyperactive Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
It's no disorder at all.
Deficit hyperactive ducks and dragons.
Dungeons and ductrons. Duckguns?
Yeah, are we... Wait, dachshunds?
Dog?
I think the duck would actually be the last one, because I don't think there's any dragons in this campaign. Are there?
I mean,
don't jinx us.
Oh. Right.
Rosie just jinxed us. We're about to encounter 5 dragons.
This is going to be the one seduce I have is for the dragon.
Of course right. It is.
After a second day's travel, you make it here.
Yo, okay. 2 days travel.
Let me control the ducks, that way I can then...
I'm
going
to give it control to all players.
Cool, because then don't go moving the duck. It's in the right spot right now.
How did you know what I was going to do?
You're
because
a little bit
you're
predictable.
Right next to me, and I also know you.
Travis.
Enough for that.
All right.
I am a menace, and I love it.
Let's see. Give me a second. I to look and see if there's any...
Oh, were we able to get the staff identified at all?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you learned what it does when you attune to it, but like...
Oh, really? Okay. I've done that. Can I do that while we're on the trip?
Yeah, I mean, I've told you...
I know what it does. I've not actually added it to the character sheet yet because I couldn't tune to it yet.
Okay.
I will add it to my character sheet now.
Yeah, I will reveal it in the notes.
Hmm.
See, right there, for your convenience.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can now hit people for one. Whack!
All right. So then, see, about how much longer does it take you to get there? Okay.
Probably about half a day.
A little under half a day. So, like, a little over a third of a day. Yeah. A little over a third of a day later, you come upon the abandoned ruins of a town.
Agatha, we have a thing for you.
Agatha's lair is outside of town.
I'll make comments. Give me a second to finish writing this down.
Okay, I thought...
I cast Mage Armor.
On myself. That's how that works, right?
Yes.
Cool. Are we expecting her to attack us, or are there other things here that attack?
I should just have it on me.
That's true. You should have put it on already.
That is fair.
I don't have
how long does mage armor last?
8 hours.
8 hours, okay. I've never used it before.
I've used it on a few of my characters, but not Nerissa, because she has, you know, dragon scaleness instead.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So then, you make your way through the ruins of Coneybury, which is the town you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Cornberry. That was what I read when I first saw it.
The forest grows dark and still as the trail winds deeper into the trees. Heavy vines and thick layers of moss drape the branches. And the air is noticeably colder than it was in the ruined village. After rounding a bend in the trail, you come upon a domed shelter made from the warped, bowing branches of nearby trees. A low doorway leads inside.
This is y'all's friend. You figured this out.
What?
Aren't you all the ones that met the... Did you all meet the Banshee? What is going on?
No.
We met a nun in the town who was requesting us to help the Banshee.
To get information about a spellbook.
Yeah, as a price, we got information on a famous spellbook or something.
Yeah. She asked us to trade the comb for information about the spell book.
Okay, so Nerissa calls in. We have come to trade.
Okay. One second. Let's see. A home of sorts is sheltered within the dome of woven branches. It is sparsely furnished with chests, shelves, tables, and a chaise lounge, all of it old and of elven craft. Nothing happens when you yell into it.
Hmm.
What do you do?
I don't want to enter without permission. That feels rude.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't really.
Knock on the door?
There is no door.
Knock on the doorway?
I was only half paying attention because I was trying to still... Regardless, Quill knocks on the doorway and asks, is anyone home?
The air grows cold and a powerful feeling of dread grips you. A pale light flickers in the air, rapidly taking the form of a female elf, her hair and robes waving in a spectral wind. A hateful expression twists her features. She snarls.
Foolish mortals! What do you seek here? Do you not know it is death to seek me out?
Hello. We were requested by a nun in Phandalin to deliver, and as he pulls out the jeweled comb, this to you.
She says, please make me a persuasion check.
Cool. I just got proficiency in that.
Is there any way any of us could help with that check?
No.
Darn.
I got a 13, 11 plus 2.
All right. She says, she takes the comb and says, very well. I know that you seek many things. Ask me one question and I will give you an answer. Also, I'm posting in the Discord what Agatha looks like and her home.
Ooh. Do you guys know the name of the spell book? I'm asking that out of character.
I don't remember.
It should have been put in the notes.
Cool, because I don't know.
I should have put it into the notes.
Sinnott will step forward and say, we are looking for the wizard Beaugentle's spell book. I see. Very well. I traded the book to a necromancer named Tsernoth from the city of Irebor more than 100 years ago. I don't know what became of the book afterwards.
Okay, you're going to have to give me a second to write this down. So, what was the spellbook called?
Beaugentle's spellbook.
Okay, my computer's suddenly disconnected from the internet.
Okay, I will write it down then.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. How do the rest of the characters? How is everyone reacting to this undead woman in front of you?
Nerissa is unbothered.
All right. What about Bazhadar and Bumi?
I think Bumi would be mostly unbothered. He was expecting this. It's not much of a surprise.
He was kind of expecting to see something, so maybe he had slight initial like surprise, shock, or surprise or something. But like again, we were told that this would be here, so
all right.
I mean. You can probably tell by Quill not being very nonchalant about this, but he knows much about myths and stories and such. He knows that banshees are dangerous, but if you're, like, if you have a way that you know will not anger them, then there's really nothing to worry about. Right? Something along those lines? Just generally with ghosts and spirits?
Yeah.
Okay. I was mostly basing that as me to Travis, just a general idea on how I would assume spirits would work in most, like, fantasy worlds, but I feel like I should have clarified before I did anything, but it worked out anyway.
All right. I presume that after this, after you leave the Banshee's hut, you return to continue the other direction.
Yep, we're heading towards
the owl well.
Old owl well.
Okay.
Darren, I didn't know you had a well, Boomy.
I'm not that old.
All right. You'll be around here when you get there because that's about 12 hours.
Around where?
I'm on the wrong layer of the map. You'll be around there.
I thought we had to go down.
You do. It's just easier to travel, like, follow the... It's easier to go like this, and then that.
Because there's a space in the mountains.
Yeah, and there's also, like,
okay.
A pre-made road trail.
I didn't realize there was a path there.
Yeah, the dotted red line is the trail.
I have to go to the bathroom, and we're halfway through time, so...
Yes.
And we're in between things.
Yep. I can... And now, Dan, it's a good time.
Yes, now is a perfectly good time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And just here, top of the hour, to take a quick break for to be playing some ads while some of our players, you know, go to the bathroom, get some water and whatnot. You are listening to WLMC, Landmark College Radio, here in Putney, Vermont, where the group is traveling, basically, right?
Yes, you've stopped for the night, and I was wondering what the watch order is.
Do you mean for this dude to be visible?
For this map? Sorry, which dude are you talking about?
The one we're highlighting.
I'm on the wrong map.
You seem to have trouble with being on the right map, Daniel.
I copied a map and then forgot about it.
Yeah, no, I was joking. Okay. I was being the menace I was, and I wasn't actually chastising you.
Give me a second.
I think Nerissa would take first watch.
Okay, so Nerissa is first.
Yep. So who wants to take second watch? Not you.
I wasn't going to. I was genuinely going to ask, is, like, are there any species other than elves that have, like, unique sleep patterns? Or is there any in our group that would...
None in our group.
Okay.
No.
Since Boomy's not nocturnal.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. But the owl isn't nocturnal.
No, I don't think all owls are nocturnal.
I would assume they're not all nocturnal, but I believe most are.
Yeah, most owls are nocturnal, right?
Right, yeah.
Anyway, but my AC is now 16 because of... Oh, well, I guess Mage Armor's...
Worn off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were asleep. You're not... Don't have Mage Armor on you. Okay, Sinnott will take the second watch.
What race is Sinnott?
He is a half-elf. Half-elves do not trance. They have to sleep.
Yep. All of us have to sleep. Like normal people. How dare we?
I wish I didn't have to sleep. You know... If I had to take any mundane ability from a fantasy race, it would be Elves Trance, because that seems like it would be a lot easier and be less affected by stuff like sleep apnea.
I mean, yeah.
So, you know, more hours to do stuff.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think I'd want to have to deal with my memories, though, every time I fell asleep. Mm. And not dream. Well, I don't really dream,
Who's
so I don't have
taking third watch?
Things.
I'll take third watch.
And that leaves fourth watch for Marcus.
Yep.
How long is each watch?
2 hours.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
As the least combatantly capable, I am not allowed to take watch.
You don't have dark vision. You can't
see
the dark.
That is why you're not allowed to take watch, is because you can't see anything.
That also makes sense. I didn't really think about that.
All right. Let me just check something real quick.
That was why I said not you.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot about that because
it's
been a little bit
since
we've had the
whole... Yeah, you would not be able to see.
Because it's been a while since we've been in a cave that's not lit up, and so I kind of forgot about the whole thing of everyone but me having dark vision. Which, I mean, I also knew I didn't have dark vision, but...
You've got a fire going, but it's just for warmth, not for, like, needing to see.
Hmm. Well, no, Quill would be writing down in his journal at some point, so yes, it would be needing to see. But it still wouldn't be, like, all that bright anyway.
Yeah. One second, I'm going to find something. Here we go. Balasadar, does Ripper join you on watch?
Yes.
All right.
So how does Nerissa's watch go?
Nerissa's watch goes fine. Let's see. Sinnott has the second watch, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Question. Since I got now a proficiency in perception, would that affect my passive perception?
Yes.
Okay. Do I just add my proficiency modifier then?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyways,
we need to write it down.
Are you looking for your passive perception, or does your watch also go by peacefully?
No, my watch does not go by peacefully. I'm trying to determine how Sinnott would react to finding an owlbear walking into camp.
Hmm.
Oh, dear.
Huh.
Oh, it's a fusion of Boomy and Bazdar, an owlbear.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
whoa.
It's the bebe! It's the bebe!
Yes, that's the mama, unfortunately.
But it's an adult.
Yes.
Which makes it significantly less fun, but...
So you're telling me you're not giving Naressa a baby bugbear, or not bugbear, a baby owlbear as a pet?
No. Let's see.
Mean.
Sinnott is going
not
to
yet.
Try to lure it away from food and make an animal handling check. That's a natural one, my dude.
Oh my
oh,
god.
No.
Whoa.
So we are now going to enter initiative.
Our good luck had to come to an end eventually. We
yes.
knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm. Everyone please roll initiative.
Let's just hope that Daniel keeps rolling this way on characters other than
yeah.
Can
you put this in my dragon head dice bag?
I have the headphones on, and so I'm just like...
Putting my 14 in chat.
That's with a plus 9?
Yeah.
Oh.
I rolled a 5 on the die.
Oh dear.
Wow.
You know, I was playing it. I was just
zipping it back up?
Yeah, the zipper was getting caught in the yarn.
Yep.
Ooh.
What did Sinnott
get? Oh, did I accidentally roll earlier? It appears that I did. Please ignore that.
Okay.
Ooh, Saintsy.
Oh, no, that was a while ago. Never mind.
No, I mean like right now.
Oh.
Look down.
Okay, let's see. So Ethan got a 14. Sinnott got a 13.
Yeah.
Why am I writing down Sinnott twice?
To give him two turns.
I mean, that would be useful right now.
This is what Naressa looks like right now. She's in her PJs.
Nice. Or, well, I guess not nice,
Let's
but...
15. Travis, is,
the
18, is it an 18 with a plus 2 modifier or an 18 plus 2?
18 plus 2.
Okay, Rosie, what's your dex mod?
It's plus 3. She has higher.
I already put it in there. I go first.
Okay, thank you. I didn't see that.
We already sorted that out.
All right.
Look at what my map is doing.
All right. So, the first person to go in... Oh, Marcus Ripper needs to roll.
Yeah, I'm...
Something told me that's
try
not how
clicking
that's
the thing on
work.
Ripper... On the roll 20 thing for his initiative, and it's
Daniel,
not doing anything.
Daniel, come over here. This is really funny. You should look at this.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay. Select Quill, but I can't seem to move him. But no, this is Naressa. Or whatever.
What okay, now everyone has gotten up from their microphone and is looking at something on Rosie's computer.
I can drag everyone's name tags off. So I was trying to move the screen so I could see better.
I also have that problem.
All I did was remove people's name tags. So the screen has not moved except for people's name tags. I can drag them all over the screen and it looks kind of ridiculous.
Yeah,
everyone can.
I'm also having that problem.
Everyone can now do this. Oh, that's bad.
I think it's something with the map, since I can click Quill, but I cannot move him around.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot even click on Naressa right now.
Have you considered... Yeah, reload the page.
Yeah,
all of us can do it now.
Yeah, I can click on... No, I can't even click on Ripper now.
Wait, no.
I can click on neither Bazdar or Ripper.
Wait, click where... no, you can't click on it because...
Reload the Roll20 page.
Sorry, we were having fun with it. It was funny because we all began to have the exact same problem.
Yeah, I didn't have that issue.
Aw.
Because he's the DM and he was on a different mode. Now where is everything? There's people. Oh my god, I can move him now.
Oh, and now I can see the owlbear.
Oh, yeah, there's also an owlbear there now.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with the rest of yours. Nerissa.
Is Ripper in my way, or can I...
You're unconscious. You're asleep.
Okay, so I wake up?
You do nothing on your turn.
Okay.
Let me just do something real quick.
I'm assuming Quill also does nothing on their turn.
Correct. Give me a second.
No, I do something. Sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sleep is something.
You snore.
Mm. Can birds snore?
I assume so.
And Kenku probably can.
Kenku can definitely mimic snoring.
Also, owls can snore, from what I've seen.
Hmm.
That's not what I was looking up.
They can see?
Yeah, okay, right. Can.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I guess I can.
Birds do snore. It's just different.
Wow, the one person who was awake is going last in initiative.
Oh my god.
Nice.
Like after the owlbear?
Yes, because immediately after Nerissa and Quill is the owlbear's turn.
Maybe Sinnott shouldn't have rolled a nat 1 on his animal handling.
Yeah, maybe he shouldn't, because the owlbear's coming at him now. 5.
Motion's going to wake 10. Us up. That's going to be what happens. And Nerissa is going to be so grouchy.
And Sinnott? Yes, Sinnott. Sinnott can't even like yell to wake us up.
What is an owlbear's reach?
Probably large.
Yeah.
Oh, no, only 5 feet.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, I guess, that makes sense because it'd be like, I'm doing a bear attack motion. Mm-hmm. For our audio listeners, love you to death.
Okay.
it's a very funny thing to make in a purely auditorial version of a thing.
Yeah.
Boomy, you've been run over.
Ouch.
You're now awake.
Huh, I wonder how we could have figured that out.
That is a modified 20 to hit Sinnott with the owlbear's beak.
No, by the way, for any listeners who are not familiar, what is an owlbear?
An owlbear is imagine you took a bear and covered it in feathers and gave it an owl's face. That is an owlbear.
So basically what it says on the tin.
Unlike bugbears. Actually, I think bugbears are like the only thing that are not on the tin when it comes to that kind of naming.
That's because they're from an actual mythology.
Well, kind of. They're less based off of a myth. I was looking this up out because I think we were asking about this when we were doing character creation, I think. But they're just kind of like, they came from an insult that kind of just meant something that was, because it was like bug was something that usually meant like something disgusting, and then bear was like monstrous or something like that. And
so it was basically like disgusting monster?
Something like that. I could be wrong on that, but I believe it was something at least close to that, and so it was less of a mythology thing and more of just a creature that kind of came into existence from a folktale that was just them, just calling like a goblin a bugbear or something.
Yeah,
the bugbear attacks.
From people dissing each other.
The bugbear attacks yeah. Sinnott a second time. And
hey, Marcus,
misses.
You're bugbear. You know that?
Yeah, I actually specifically made myself a bugbear.
You son of a bugbear.
Okay.
Yeah. You know why I'm a bugbear? Because Daniel said I should be.
Okay.
That makes sense. That's why I've assumed.
Ripper takes his turn to snooze. Heavy sleeper, that dog.
Are you sure Ripper would still be snoozing after getting bopped
everyone
on the
make
side?
Me a, well, no, Ripper, Boomy. Ripper wasn't bopped. Boomy was trampled. That's why he's awake.
Fair. Would the sound have woken people up?
Make me a perception check with disadvantage. Actually, what's your passive perception minus 5?
Minus 5? 10.
Yes. Okay.
7.
I doubt Boomy after getting... Oof!
As I said, Boomy's awake.
I said I doubt he was quiet after while being trampled.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's hard to be loud when there's a foot on your face.
Mm. Or on your chest.
Uh-huh.
Bah!
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Right, path of perception, -5 is 8 for me.
Okay. Let's see. All right, everyone with a passive perception of... passive perception -5 of 11 or higher is awake.
Gosh darn it.
Ah.
As that so is the bugbear's... not the bugbear. That is the owlbear's passive stealth.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Boomy, you're awake. Let's see. So
wake the rest of us up, please. Somehow. Yell out.
Ethan, it is now your turn. After Marcus and Ripper are still asleep.
Caw.
It'll be a hoot.
It would be a hoot.
Yeah.
You know this fight. You know what this fight would be if things go well. It would be an absolute hoot.
Or it would be a hoot and holler and good time.
Ethan, what are you doing on your turn?
Can I just like shout to wake people up, just like as a free action?
Yes.
Okay. I'll shout, "Hey guys, wake up! There's an owl bear in the camp."
Thank you. And what do you do with the rest of your turn?
Pick up your weapons and smack it.
Do you? Does it? Who? None of your characters actually wear their armor to bed, do they?
No.
You don't wear armor.
I don't wear armor, and so it does not matter for me.
You can't wear armor if you want mage armor.
I can cast that.
Uh-huh. And Basadar, you, I assume, don't sleep in whatever like chainmail you're wearing.
Probably not.
I mean, are you sure? He does have -2 to intelligence.
There are okay. Yeah, actually, let me put it this way. Let me put it this way. There are mechanical detriments to sleeping in armor.
No, I know. That was me making a joke of the detriment of Bazidar's intelligence.
All right.
And as he's a fictional character, I don't feel bad. I don't feel that bad.
I'm going to assume that Boomy doesn't go to sleep in armor.
Yeah.
Oh, this means
not.
That everyone other than Nerissa needs to lower their armor class. Well, except and for Sinnott. And Sinnott.
No. My staff defense just gives me +1, and I would assume I would have that next to me.
Yeah. Like, but you're not casting mage armor, like, in your sleep,
well,
right?
Yeah, I'd still have a -1, but I wrote down my armor class is 15 and with a small +1 to the corner.
Okay. What is your dex mod?
Mine?
Yeah.
+2.
Okay. Your armor class without armor is 12.
No, with the staff of defense. Oh, no, right. It's with... Right, I got the numbers wrong.
Okay. Currently, your armor class is 12. If you pick up the staff, it becomes 13. Boomy, what are you doing on your turn?
Probably attack the owl bear.
Great. Would you like to move it all before you attack?
Oh, yeah. I can flank it.
Flanking.
Okay, I'm flanking the owl bear now.
Great.
And I'm attacking with my rapier.
With advantage.
Right. That is 21.
That hits. You get sneak attack.
Yes. Well, my sneak attack is 2d6 now.
It is.
Okay. That is... 12, I believe?
All right.
3, 2, 2, +5.
Yeah, that's 12.
Okay.
The bugbear roars in pain. I presume you have your short sword as well?
Yes.
All right. Would you have made that attack?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
Okay. Still with advantage, because yes. I'm still flanking. Mm-hmm.
What did you get?
24.
That hits.
So that'll just be 1d6?
Yes.
That's a 6.
All right. And then would you like your bonus action to attack with your offhand attack?
Yes.
All right.
Twenty-five.
Yes.
Five.
Very good damage. All right, you've taken a big chunk out of this thing. After it took a big chunk out of Sinnott.
Are we back at the top of the order?
No, we're now at the bottom of initiative with Sinnott.
Ah. Oh, right. I forgot you're at the very end.
Yes, he's going to use his bonus action to cast Hex on the owlbear, meaning that he will deal an additional d6 of damage to it. That's... Oh, boy. That is a...
Is it little damage or a lot of damage?
11 to hit.
Oh, dear.
Which misses.
Extra oh, dear.
With yes. advantage?
He rolled a 3 and a 4.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Tonight is just not Sinnott's night.
Yeah, why can't the bear be rolling like that?
It did. It missed Sinnott with one of its attacks.
Didn't it get a dirty 20 on its other one?
All right, Rosie.
Well, hey, that's better than a nat 20.
That is true.
Rosie, it's your turn. I know. You're currently prone.
Do I need to... Can I just sit up to throw a...
Yeah, that still takes like half your movement.
To sit up? Okay.
Like, getting not prone. There's two states, prone and not prone.
Okay. I'm going to unprone myself. And so this is the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. I think I am going to...
While you are prone, you have disadvantage on all attack rolls.
Ah, yeah. So I unprone myself. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to firebolt it.
Great. Please roll to hit.
I crit.
Sick. Oh, yeah. Sinnott gave the owlbear disadvantage on strength checks.
Well, this is not a strength check. This is a... It's getting blasted by fire check.
Okay, that'll be 2d10 fire damage.
Okay, so that is 16 points of fire damage.
Dang. It's now bloodied.
It woke Nerissa up. Uh-huh. She has opinions on that.
I would assume that she was used to that by now.
Being woken up by her kids is one thing. Being woken up by an owlbear wandering through camp is another.
Uh-huh.
Her kids are cuter than it is.
Yeah.
Just because you're used to something doesn't mean it can't still piss you off.
Yeah.
Hey, Travis?
Yeah?
You know that is one of the 7 words, right?
Wait. Kisses?
That's...
I didn't remember that being one of the words.
I remember it being one of the words.
Do I have to repeat all the 7 words to you
no,
guys?
No, I remembered all the other ones because they were of a certain
Anyways,
kind of nature.
Let's ignore that for now. And Rosie, do you have any bonus actions?
Actually, hold up. Could I twin spell that? To hit it again, or...
No, his twin spell specifically targets a second creature.
Ah, okay. Let's see. Do I have any bonus actions? How far can the owlbear move?
You saw it move a ways. It was like next Ripper, and now it trampled over Boomy to get there.
Can I roll to see if I would know what it's...
Yeah, make me a nature check.
I can do that. That is a... Nature. That is an 18.
Yeah, they've got a speed of 40 feet.
Okay, so
they are faster than you.
Yes, I'm doing a thing.
Okay.
So, 10... Okay. Sorry, I'm doing measuring because I can Misty Step over here and then move an additional 10 feet.
Yes.
So that way I am not in smacking range, and it is still in my smacking range, though.
Uh-huh.
There.
Interesting. Marcus has given us the definitive list of the 7 words you can't say on radio. And it was the second one, anyways.
And that list is...
Travis? Is,
that was a joke.
Anyways. Quill, what are you doing?
Weird.
Now, if you do want to know what the 7 words are, there's a... George Carlin has done...
There's a song about it, right?
Has talked about it. Look it up on YouTube.
Yeah. Anyways, Quill, your turn, please.
Cool. I'm gonna get up. I'm no longer prone. And I doubt insulting a bear is gonna do much.
Well, I mean, you can.
I mean, if you
it
can,
doesn't have to understand you. It just has to be able to hear you.
Well, yeah. Also, can't you like mimic its language? Yeah.
You don't have to be able to speak its language. It just has to be able to hear you.
Okay, I was saying, doesn't it have to be able to speak a language?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Let me pull it up. You release a string of insults with a subtle enchantment at a creature that you can see within range if the target can hear you through it, though it need not understand you.
Cool.
It may succeed on a wisdom saving throw. Oh, okay. But the thing is, I want to check another spell that I have that is slightly stronger. And also... wisdom, whispers of the dissident.
Dissident whispers.
Would we still be able to get a long rest after this?
Yes.
Cool.
That's why I'm not, like, okay. My computer has suddenly disconnected from the internet again. I don't know why it keeps doing
computer.
This.
Update your computer.
I should do that. You're right. I should do that.
Okay, so
it's going to make
a wisdom saving throw. It takes 3d6 psychic damage and must immediately use its reaction, if available, to move as far as its speed allows away from you. All right, what is your spell save DC?
14.
And what level are you casting it at?
What level is the spell?
It's first level one.
Should I just do it at first level now? Yeah, I'll just do it at first level.
Okay, it's going to make a wisdom saving throw. It rolls a 15.
Shoot.
Yeah, you whisper in the ears, it screams in your face.
Well, doesn't it take half damage?
It does take half of 3d6 psychic damage.
So still roll that.
Yeah.
That is 4, 5, 6, 7, so 3 damage.
Mm-hmm.
I should have used my cutting words beforehand, just in case. Oh well, too late.
All right.
Then with a bonus action, I'm going to give Nerissa bardic inspiration.
Sinnott's going to look at you.
Oh no, never mind. I'll give Sinnott a thing of bardic inspiration. I forgot he can also use magic. I don't know why.
Yeah.
My brain was thinking, oh, I know. Me, the player, this is not the process Quill would have, is, oh, Nerissa just did a bunch of damage. Clearly she needs to hit even for even more damage. Forgetting that also applies to healing spells, but Quill would not forget that and would have done it to Sinnott. And so he's doing it to Sinnott.
Yeah, the thing is, part of the reason why Nerissa did so much damage is I crit.
I mean, you still tend to do... You still have a tendency to do a lot of damage.
Boomy, I need you to make me an athletics check.
Great.
And really good stats.
Dragon blood, man.
The DC is 12.
Okay.
It would have been a natural 20 if it didn't have disadvantage.
Why does it have disadvantage?
Because Sinnott hexed it.
Oh, right. Smart. Very smart.
I'm using a luck point on that.
Oh.
19.
All right, the bear does not shove you away. In which case, it's going to just go like that. Would you like to make an attack of opportunity against it?
Sure.
Wait, technically you would still have advantage since it counts as being here when it moves out of the range.
Nice.
Oh, okay. It's specifically
23.
That hits.
Here it says all the way down there. But I can still hit the owl bear.
Oh, no. What I should have done. Or actually, I don't know if that works.
Do you even have silvery barb?
Yes.
That's 9.
9 points of damage? Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I thought that was intentional, but it appears not.
It was not.
All right, this thing is looking really hurt.
Okay, so this is for future reference. Since Dissonant Whispers, both Dissonant Whisper and Silver Storms are instantaneous and only verbal, can I use them subsequently if I want?
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know for future reference. For one.
Did you say you stood up, Quill?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm going to assume a 22 hits you, Quill.
So about that silvery barbs.
We'll roll again.
Yeah, triggering I must roll and use the lower roll.
Okay.
Okay, mark that down that you used the spell.
Oh, that's a natural 1.
Are we doing anything fun with natural 1s?
I roll to see how bad they are. It just misses.
Okay. That works.
It is now Ripper's turn.
Lost an arm because of that. Its arm just dang fell off.
Marcus, what does Ripper do on his turn?
He is awake.
He was awakened, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone was awakened.
Nice. Yeah. Right, you said that. Yeah.
Just down.
Yeah. He probably, sees the thing and, goes to attack it or something.
Okay.
Maybe move Ripper here so he can reach.
Yep.
Without, smushing anyone.
Mm-hmm.
As it being also a giant animal, would Ripper do the Kung Fu Panda Tai Long, I think his name is, the whole finally a worthy opponent, our battle will be legendary. I'm asking both the two people who are involved with Ripper's actions.
Ripper is salivating. He smells blood in the air.
Okay.
And cooked meat.
No, the meat wasn't cooked when it was
It'd be just charred feathers.
Ah, fair.
Yeah.
Which probably wouldn't smell all that great.
All right.
Can't smell worse than you.
What's going on?
I do need to take a shower.
So do I.
Okay. Yeah, Ripper tears into the owl bear. So it needs to make a strength saving throw.
Yo, we got a dirty 20.
That is a 24 on its strength save.
Who would have thought the giant owl bear would be able to succeed on a strength save?
Mm-hmm.
The fun thing is it succeeded on the strength save with Hex.
Hex doesn't affect saves.
Oh.
Just ability checks. So
thank you for the information.
Yeah, if you want, say if you grapple someone and then hex them with strength, they'd have disadvantage on all their ability checks to escape the grapple.
Ah, got it. And for attacks, apparently, because they're strength-based?
No, shoving is an athletics check, contested athletics check. You can replace one of your attacks on your turn with a shove
or a grapple,
or a disarm.
Thank you.
Yep. Marcus, it is now your turn.
Yes, yeah. So, he goes to swing at it. Bozidar goes to swing at it, it with a halberd. Would a 17 hit?
A 17 would, in fact, hit. I presume you stood up beforehand.
Yes.
All right.
That would be 6 damage.
Did you roll a 1 on the die?
Yes.
Did you re-roll it afterwards?
Not yet. That's much better. 15.
Okay, cool. Tell me how you kill this thing. It had 2 hit points left.
Ah. So it didn't even matter.
It didn't matter, but I'm trying to make you remember the rules. This is a teaching moment.
As all things should be.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was referencing, but it sounded right.
I don't know. It sounded like Star Wars-y, I guess.
I was thinking more like, you know, ancient martial arts master, but I guess Jedi are kind of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
As all things should be, perfectly balanced, as all things should be, is a Thanos quote.
Well, that's not what I was referencing.
You said you didn't know what you were referencing.
Ah, well, ignoring that.
How does it die, Marcus?
Painfully.
Yeah,
right
probably.
In my ear.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, I was trying to speak louder.
Yeah, halberd to the anywhere is probably quite painful.
All right. As you strike the killing blow on this owlbear, Ripper howls and begins to dig into it.
At least have Ripper drag it a little bit away from camp, Nerissa says as she comes back. Because I can get to here within one turn. At least move it away from camp. We don't need that smell here. I would like to sleep, thanks. Nerissa goes back into her tent.
Why does it keep selecting booming when I do that?
Also, we have 15 minutes left.
Yep, it is 9:45 here.
All right.
Please stop doing that.
Okay, stop making crying noises.
I'm going off base instincts, and usually around this time of night, base instincts go out the window.
Base instincts is cry.
My base instinct is to curl up in my bed and ignore people.
That's fair.
All right. This is what you... we will now cut to the next day as you finally arrive.
I get loopy.
At Old Owl Well.
Can we... make sure we mark down a long rest, because we got to take that.
Yes, you did get to take that. Yeah. So if you expended spell slots and or lost hit points, you get them back.
And at dawn, the glass staff regains charge.
Well, I actually didn't use it.
Yeah. Well, you used it once.
That was the day before. Yeah, I'm going to use it again.
No, since you used it once, it regains like however many charges it required to cast Mage Armor.
It costs 1.
Okay, then regains 1 charge.
Yes, that was the day before, and I didn't cast it this day, and I'm casting it again, so I don't have to change my character sheet.
Okay.
Okay. That you would have had to, okay, never mind then. So you cast it one day, didn't cast it the next, and then cast it the third day. Got it.
I meant to cast it every day, and even if I did, it wouldn't matter, because I get 1 back every morning. I've only used 1.
Mm-hmm. You get a minimum of 4.
There's a little white duck up here. I don't know where it's gone. It disappeared.
As you crest a low ridge, you spy the crumbling ruins of an old watchtower and mounds of rubble enclosing a courtyard amid the rugged hills. A colorful tent sits in the middle of the courtyard, but no one is in sight.
I feel like we should be stealthy.
So, roll for stealth.
Okay, I'm going to become stealth. I'm going to use a luck point on that. That's not level.
I got 13 plus 4, 17.
I got a 14 plus 3, so also 17.
But from the other direction. 14 plus 9, so 23.
Boomy, don't forget to roll for Ripper.
What?
No, but Bazarar, don't forget to roll for Ripper.
Yeah, that is 12 plus 2, which is 14 for Bazarar.
Okay. What does Sinat get?
There is someone that comes after us now, isn't there?
Yes. Sinat gets a 24 on his stealth check.
I should probably put my outside pants back on. I'm in shorts right now.
No, you're fine. I just it was just funny to hear because I wasn't expecting it.
Honestly, the mic was just, I think, a little too close to my mouth, hence why I clarified.
Yeah. All right. Anyone who wants to can make me a perception check.
I'm going to do that.
Ripper will make it with advantage.
I got an 8 plus 2, 10.
All right.
4.
21 from Narissa.
15 from Sinat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Imagine wearing normal shoes, like a normal person, Daniel.
All right. Anyone who succeeded on that check, did you make the check for Bazarar, Marcus?
The perception check?
Yep.
Is it not yet?
Let's see.
I'm assuming Narissa passed the check?
Yes, I'm just waiting to see what everyone else gets. You know what, screw it. Yeah. You smell a deathly odor coming from the tower's direction.
So the round thing.
Yes, the ruins of the tower.
That's not the well.
Yeah.
Well, I obviously wasn't talking about the well, because I would have said the well.
Teehee. As I stated before, I get kind of loopy this late at night. Or not late at night, but...
Yeah.
Around 10, when I go to bed, again, I tend to get very loopy.
By the way, we
loopy.
Have like... We should probably wrap up soon.
Yeah, I'm trying to get us to a place where you can wrap up at this spot.
Okay.
What do you people do when they get here?
We might go look at the tent, but I would like to be very cautious. Mm. Cautious. And I heard something about stealthing.
Yeah, everyone stealthed.
And well. I assume you warned us about smelling death.
Yes. Yes, I would have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sinat also smells and says there is something deathly. A deathly odor in this place.
Mm. I thought of a joke, but it wouldn't be in character, so I'm not going to say it.
Good. Ripper could have also made the check, and you would have had advantage.
I was just going to say, are you sure you're not just smelling Ripper? Which I don't think is in poor taste, because he's a giant dog who just ate a bugbear, or not bugbear,
owlbear.
Owlbear. I feel like it's perfectly fine to say that he might not be smelling the best. I also don't think we've given him a bath since we tamed him, obtained him, so...
Yeah, his fur is getting pretty matted with blood and gore and entrails.
If we go near a river, we're dunking him in it.
Might have to try and restrain him first.
I mean, that shouldn't be too hard for Bozidar.
Like, talking to the mic, Travis.
That shouldn't be too hard for Bozidar. And I don't mean that as a joke. I mean, legitimately, that shouldn't be that difficult.
Yeah, Sinnott's going to hex Ripper anyways.
Yeah, we're basically equivalent of like, not drugging him, but, like...
Sapping his strength.
Yeah.
We're, like, anyways. Giving him anxiety meds for his trip to the vet.
We're sedating him.
Before we have to bathe him.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's the tent, and then there's the tower. What do you do?
Is there anything, like, interesting we can tell about the tent from here?
Yes, it's much newer than the rest of the surrounding ruins. Like, someone put this here recently.
Kind of okay.
Boomy, as their group's one person who is good at stealth, do you mind possibly going and taking a closer look?
Yep, I'm stealthily approaching the tent.
What did you even roll on stealth?
Like 20-something.
Yeah, that works.
23, I think.
Okay. Let me just
roll. It'd be surprising if a rogue didn't roll over a 20 on stealth.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it always happens. I'm just saying it's not the most common.
If I roll a 10 or below, it'll be below 20.
Fair.
Which is half the dice.
Yeah.
Half the dice.
Okay. What's supposed to be? Guy doesn't know alarms, so he can't cast that. So, inside this tent, you see a red robed figure with a shaved scalp and a tattoo on his forehead.
You've got to be kidding me.
Boomy, please make me a arcana check and then a history check if you'd like.
Arcana and history?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Rosie?
I have a theory.
Okay!
No.
That's a 9 for Arcana.
All right.
This is a game.
And history.
Yes, history.
That's a 7.
Cool.
You know nothing.
You know absolutely nothing about this guy.
Maybe scoot back to the group and tell us what you've seen.
Yeah. I will stealthily leave the tent.
All right.
Sneaky.
And I will relay what I saw.
Okay,
now
anyone,
we all get to make the roll.
You all get to make the history check. Since you haven't actually seen the symbol on his forehead, you don't get to make the arcana check.
Okie dokie, that is... I'm really hoping your history is... You do better than I do, because I got a non-nat 20.
I rolled 11 plus 5.
16. I thought you had expertise in history.
Yes, which is plus 4, and then I have a plus 1 to intelligence.
Oh.
I'm sorry that my inherent dexterity is better than my intelligence.
I mean, fine.
I also didn't think that I wasn't exactly thinking that history was an intelligence check when I was putting stats down.
Okay, so you beat the DC 15. This wizard's garb belongs to Thay. A land of necromancers where wizards pattern their flesh with tattoos.
Like the... Is that the place from the D&D movie?
Yes.
The red...
Red Wizards of Thay.
Yeah, they're nasty. Maybe we walk away.
Well, then you won't get your magic jumping boots.
I want me my jumping boots.
I don't want to get killed by a red wizard.
Sneak attack him.
It's a red wizard.
I genuinely don't know if that means he's, like, out of our capability.
Let me put it in a simpler to understand terms. His CR is double your level.
Oh!
My point. Right there.
You can also assume that the stench of death that you're talking up, that you're smelling is probably zombies.
This is probably something that would be... Doesn't Sildar work for some sort of government organization that deals with stuff like this?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we should go tell this to him.
All right. I would like everyone to make me another stealth check as you leave.
Okay.
I got a 14. Oh, great.
That's
that is a 19.
How am I consistently doing better than you? That's hilarious. Okay, because that is a 21 again in stealth.
You have better dice than me.
I got another 19.
Yes. Obviously,
you have weighted dice. No.
Sorry, I wish, but no.
Cool. To be fair, with these dice trays, it doesn't feel, to me personally, it doesn't feel like the dice rolls enough, but that's, again, a personal opinion, and I don't think that actually affects it whatsoever.
Okay, what did Ripper get?
Well,
for stealth. Marcus.
No, you got the password.
What did Ripper get for stealth, Marcus?
I'm still trying to remember how to do
open
that for
his character sheet.
Yeah, I have his character sheet open.
Okay. Then just click on where it says dexterity.
Click on dex?
Yeah, dex.
Yeah.
Ripper got a natural 20 for a total of 21. All right.
Everyone's more stealthy than you are.
No, I just think it's funny how I think this is the second time Ripper has rolled a nat 20 after his initial first ever stealth roll that we encountered him, which was a nat 1. Mm-hmm. I just find it really funny as he is a giant dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
He clearly learned his lesson.
Yeah, the first time he rolled a nat 1.
We removed the bell that was on him.
Which is funny because I remember him being described as trying to hide behind some barrels when we first met him.
Yep.
As you are...
he was the bell, clearly.
As you are walking away, you make an almost imperceptible sound. And you hear that the front of the tent flutters open and the wizard emerges.
Dun, dun, dun.
Seeing you, he says, "What is the meaning of this?" And that's where we're going to end it this for this
what
week.
What is the meaning of life?
Yeah. You don't get the chance to respond, Travis.
Yeah, we do not have time to do anything more.
Correct, that's why we're ending it.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have any more time to...
Thank you for listening to
I do not have any more
time. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.